Today is Tuesday, March 9th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. All right, we got a couple of voicemails, so I think we're going to start by playing some voicemails. Let me just, you know, I'm not prepared. I knew that I was going to do this. And then I didn't pull them up beforehand. So this is exciting audio while I pull up the old voicemails. Let's have a listen to this one.
Adam. This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. Portland.
I've gone through a whole week of geeky gay withdrawal. Haven't heard a damn thing from you the whole week. Thank goodness Mark posted some stuff on Facebook.
Cussing.
So your first geeky gay back and talk about your computer and your soundboard and all that stuff. You sound great. We want to hear about your trip. Did Mark go skiing? Tell us all about it. Do that other junk on Mixed Balance and
other junk.
What's his name? But anyway, we want to hear about your trip, so let us know about that and forget about all that other junk. Anyway, I think y'all did have a good time, and I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you're back. I already missed you. So anyway, let us know what's going on. Thank you. Bye.
Wow, you're so adamant. You cussed. I never hear you cuss. And you better go drink a Baptist beer after all. Wash your mouth out with some Baptist beer after all that cussing that you did. my audio stuff is not junk, Gary. That's also my life. In fact, the name of the show is Geeky Gay. So I feel like, you know, that's a lot of my life. But I appreciate the call. We have one more voicemail. There's another one that may be a geeky gay voicemail, but I need to listen to it beforehand because it could be for Mix Minus. So I'll play that one on another show if it's for this show.
Adam, this is Dennis. I enjoy your podcast.
Hey, Dennis.
During the day while I'm working. My cell phone number is in Virginia. I'm dying to know, why not take this flat tire to the dealer or to the mechanic and have them fix the flat? Why not take your flat tire to the mechanic and have them fix it?
Yeah.
I'm dying to know this. Okay, Adam. Good to listen to you during the day. Again, it's Dennis. And hope you're well. Bye.
Dennis, why are you giving me your phone number? I'm going to have to bleep that out. I assume you don't want all the millions of listeners of Geeky Gay to call you. Maybe you do. Maybe you want all the listeners of Geeky Gay to call you. But so I'll bleep out your phone number just so no one calls your Virginia number. But that, first of all, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy it. And I'm always surprised. I mean, I love it. I guess I'm what's that thing where you move up in work and you feel like you don't deserve whatever the position you're at, and you have there's a word for it, imposter syndrome. I think I have podcasting imposter syndrome, because when people tell me they love it, I think, ugh, how could you love my you know, junk, as Gary called it, the junk that I talk about. But anyway, I appreciate your call. And, my tire, first of all, I will take it to a shop, but sometimes, now maybe this is wishful thinking on my part. It probably is, but sometimes tires will slowly drain of air. That's why you have to go and fill them up. And, you know, normally there are times when you have to go to a gas station or whatever, and you use the little compressor and you pay your quarter or whatever. Some of them are free if they're nice. And you pump it up and there you go. And now, this tire did get down to very, very low. I mean, some would say flat, you know. But I decided that I didn't. We own this house now. We have a garage. When I was growing up, my dad had an air compressor, and there were many different uses for air compressors. You know, you can blow up balloons with them. It's not helium, but I mean, if you just wanted to blow up some balloons and string them somewhere for a party, you have a way to blow up balloons. You don't have to use your breath. You can use it to blow off your workbench. You can add an attachment and blow out the dirt on the floor. You can blow up your tires. There are all kinds of pneumatic air gun things like nailers and stuff like that that you can get. I mean, there are all these uses for it. So I just thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and get one of those. And then a side effect is it comes with a kit that has an attachment that you can blow up your tire. I don't know that there's a problem with the tire. There could be, but I don't know. Maybe it was just a natural. We haven't been driving very much because of COVID. And I thought, you know, it could just be that it naturally lost some air. Now, it's likely that it has a hole, but the reason I bought the compressor is I wanted a compressor, and I thought, hey, there's another use for it. When I blew it back up, it's been a couple of weeks, and it looks like the tire is still fine. Now, I haven't gone and used the tire gauge and checked it to see if it lost any air over the past couple of weeks or anything like that. So there is a chance that it has lost some air. And if that's the case, then, you know, I need to actually do what you said and take it to a tire shop and et cetera, et cetera. And I'll do that. I'm a procrastinator, so at some point I'll do that. But I'm going to go back and check it, and I'll wait a week and then check it again. And if it's consistently going down, then I will take it. And I even got an email from the place that I bought the tires from saying it's time for your free tire check. They were talking about a pressure check, not a hole check. But if it's continually going down over the next few weeks, I'll make that an assignment. I'll go out and check the pressure, and I'll give you guys a report on the air pressure in my tire, if you find that interesting. Anyway, thanks for the call, and I love it that you listen while you're working. It's great. So, I don't love Gary calling my audio stuff junk. How dare you, Gary? So we did go on a ski trip, and so we left, I don't know, over a week. We left on a Saturday. We took Sydney to the boarding place, which I always hate doing because I know it can't be a good experience for her. But we did. We took her on Saturday morning. And I think we took her on Saturday morning. No. We took her Saturday evening. Oh, that was one thing. My mom calls me and says, hey, I made some extra. She makes this thing she calls Baskin Robbins, but it's basically like a chocolate mousse cream cheese with a pecan crust with a whipped cream top. It's like a layered dessert. And she said I had some extra because this guy with cancer from church I was making for her, and, you know, whatever. She said, Steve will meet you at the dog boarding place and he can give you the stuff. Well, I didn't get it that we were meeting there because we were both going to be putting our dogs in at the same time. Well, this particular boarding place, they have this really strict thing where it's like, oh, you have to bring them at exactly 5 p.m. because they're not technically open on Saturdays, but they let you bring your dog for boarding at specific times. And so I got there early and I started calling it, I don't know, 10 till, and I got them about 5 till, and I went ahead and put Sydney in. And then Steve showed up about 5 after 5, and he had their dog. And I thought, oh my gosh, they meant I was supposed to wait on him. And so then I felt bad because he was trying to call them and they weren't answering their phone, and I don't know, it was a big deal. But eventually he got Shane in there. We got the dessert. Everything was fine. We left on Sunday. And that started out with drama because my mom comes in. She's barely wearing her mask. It's like coming off her nose. Every 15 seconds, she's pulling it down and going, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. She's holding a handkerchief. Her mouth is sweating and she's wiping sweat from her mouth because of this mask, right? She's one of, it's like, I just want to call her Karen, and that's not her name. I'm like, okay, Karen. So they come in, you know, and Steve is wearing his gaiter, his neck gaiter thing. Well, they don't allow that on the airplane. You have to wear an actual medical mask. So he has to get a mask from the airline. And that's how our trip started. So I know I haven't gotten to the snow skiing yet, but you know, it'll just keep you really interested in the story. So that's Sunday, and we're waiting on the plane. So we'll continue the story tomorrow. How about it, Gary? All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, maybe with more of the story. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.